July 4, 1930. All created things possess the repetitive virtue of the divine fiat. I felt I was being crushed under the weight of tremendous oppressions that surround my poor existence. Oh, how I longed for the celestial fatherland! I would have wanted to disappear from the earth without ever again hearing and seeing anyone. I long to fling myself into the arms of Jesus, to say to him, "My love, keep me clasped in your arms, do not leave me any more, because only in your arms I feel secure, I fear nothing. Jesus, have pity on me. You know what passes in my soul, do not abandon me." And I tried as much as I could to abandon myself in the supreme fiat. And my sweet Jesus, having compassion for me, making himself seen all tenderness, told me, "Poor daughter of mine, courage. Know that you are not alone in suffering, but you have your Jesus who suffers together with you, or rather, more than you do, because these are things that regard me more than you, and I feel them so vividly, that I feel my pierced heart being tortured. However, what must console us is that they are things from the external form. Between me and you nothing has changed, as things were, so are they now. Human judgments have no power in our intimacies and communications, therefore they can do no harm to us. Therefore, I do not want your flight in my divine will to be ever interrupted. My will has the repetitive virtue, and all things created by us, which have their continuous dwelling in our volition, possess the virtue of repeating the continuous act received by God in creation, and of giving to creatures, each day, their continuous act. The sun, each day, gives its light. The air lets itself be breathed continuously. The water repeats each day its giving itself to man in order to quench his thirst, wash him and refresh him. And so do all other created things, they repeat the repetitive virtue of my divine fiat. And if any of these created things could go out from within it, they would instantly lose the virtue of repeating their continuous act which, while it is old, is always new for the good of creatures. This is the surest sign that created things are in my divine will, and this is the sign that the soul lives in it and lets herself be dominated, if her acts, though old, have the virtue of being as though always new and continuous. In my divine will there are no stops. The soul feels the ease and virtue of her continuous act. Does the sun perhaps stop in its course of always giving light? Certainly not. Such is the soul who lives in my divine will. She feels within herself all the fullness and, as though converted into her own nature, the vivifying virtue of the divine goods and of the continuous act of the divine fiat. Now, just as created things repeat their continuous act, so do my acts and those of my celestial mama, because they are done in the divine will and are animated by it, possess the repetitive virtue and, more than sun, dart through creatures and rain down upon their heads all the goods of all our acts which, though old, are always new for the good of miserable humanity, because they possess the continuous act. But even though they rain down upon their heads without ever ceasing, they are not taken by the creatures, and only then do they receive the fruit of our continuous acts, when they recognize them, implore them and want to receive them. Otherwise, they receive nothing. It happens as to the sun, if the creature does not go out to enjoy and receive the good of its continuous light, she does not receive all the good of its light. She receives it only those times in which she takes the care of going out. And if another one does not open the doors, even though the sun invests the earth with its continuous act of light, she will remain in the dark. Therefore, my daughter, if you want to take all the good of your Jesus and of the Sovereign of Heaven, in our fiat you will find them all in act. Implore them upon yourself, recognize them, and you will feel yourself under the reign of our continuous acts. Fiat.